Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today. And we appreciate the Lord. What an amazing church service that we had yesterday. And boy, how God really moved. We had our children's Christmas program last night there at the play. And so we, at the church, we appreciate the Lord. Well, I tell you, just awesome, absolutely awesome. We just can't thank God enough. We're going to be singing just a little bit here from the church. We've got some folks up. They're going to be singing Joy to the World. And we're just an old-fashioned church. And this is our church choir singing Joy to the World. That's the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Choir. Thank you so much. And we're going to be looking today at Luke chapter number 1. Last week we looked at Zacharias and Elizabeth. And this week we're going to be looking at the angel Gabriel. So at this time we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. And this will be part number 1 of the message. Luke chapter number 1 this morning. We're going to be looking this morning at verses number 26 through 28. Last week we spoke about Zacharias and Elizabeth and how that the angel, Gabriel, came and announced that there's going to be a boy born unto them. And the Bible said that they're well stricken in years. Y'all know that. And the angel told Zacharias and Elizabeth, he said, you're going to have a son, and his name's going to be called John. And that word John means this. It means the grace of God. I'm glad, that when out of the darkness, out of a long period of time, of 400 years of darkness, that God begins to send grace, to us, to humanity, And he begins to bring a man out. He's a fulfillment of Scripture. He was spoken about in Isaiah that there's going to be one who comes preaching in the wilderness. However, Zacharias, the Bible says, was unable to speak. Zacharias was unable to speak. There's also some that believe that he was unable to hear as well during that time. I don't know that the Scripture goes into much detail about that, but that's just some things that some people think about. Then the text changes avenues when we get down to verse number 26. We get down to verse 26, and it's here that we're introduced to a blessed family. Verse number 26 is where we're going to begin. And I want you to know this, out of 400 years of darkness, you've got the first prophetic word came, from the angel Gabriel to Zacharias. And then we get to this next text. And the next appearance of the angel was not just about a preacher who's going to be preaching in the wilderness, but one, thank God, is going to tell us all that we never knew. I'm telling you, one that is coming. Look here, this one that's named Jesus is our Savior this morning. This is a foretellment of his birth. Verse number 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. I told Brother Eddie earlier today, I'd love to have been in that room whenever that angel began to tell Mary, Hail, thou art highly favored. I bet you she's standing there with no doubt fear, but I'd say that some tears came to her eyes as he began to speak about what he was actually saying. The Bible says in verse number 29, And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what matter of salutation this should be. That matter of greetings, what that's saying. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Notice verse 37, for with God nothing, for with God nothing shall be impossible. I feel as if the Lord had had me to preach this morning on the thought, the angel that came from glory. If you'll notice there in verse number 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God. I begin to think about this angel that was sent from God and where he was sent from. And while I begin to think about those things, I begin to think about maybe there could be some talk that had been going on in heaven. Now, I want you to think, and this, let me set a setting for you for just a minute. While on that side, amen, there was no doubt a glory side, a place where the angel came from. Now, when you think about that, you begin to think about, well, there was a God that was eternal who sent the angel. Amen. It was not a happenstance. It was a plan from the very foundation of the world, from the very beginning. Amen. God had a plan. This is not plan B. Hallelujah. We're still on plan A. So I got to think about this angel that was sent from God. Now, can you imagine now that we understand that Satan, Lucifer, was also an angel. And Satan fell. Y'all know the story. Satan fell, and he took a third of the angels with him. But you know, I'm pretty sure that while all of the angelic host of heaven, while they stood by and began to wonder what's so important that God has to tell Gabriel, what is so important that he has talking to him about, and maybe they see him up there before God, and Gabriel saying, Yes, sir, I will, and yes, sir, I will go, and yes, sir, I know the one you're talking about, and yes, sir, I know where she lives, and yes, sir, I know exactly what street she lives on. Yes, sir, I know the one you're talking about. You're talking about that Mary down there in Nazareth. Yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. God says it's time to go. You think about what I'm saying this morning, how the eons of time, out of all of the past, all the things that's happened before. I mean, we're talking about down there in the very beginning when man sinned in the garden. Hey, listen, we're talking about that one that was going to bruise his head, amen, and bruise his heel, amen, the seed of the woman. What I'm talking about is this. Can you imagine the great opportunity? Can you imagine the great mission to which Gabriel was given, amen, from God to go tell Mary that she's going to have a son? Now, the first mission that God gave Gabriel was to go tell Zacharias he's going to have a son. You go down there and you tell Zacharias Either he's going to have a bulldozer, he's going to have a highway prepared, he's going to have one that's preparing the way for the Lord. He said, you go down there and you tell Zacharias that first. Then I think Gabriel gets back to heaven, and it's not long in time frame. Then God says, I got another mission for you, Gabriel. It's time for you to go down there and announce the blessed birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bet you, man, old Gabriel stood up in attention. He said, are you serious? What? I get to get the opportunity to go down there and tell the world that Jesus is going to be born. Hallelujah. That's something to shout about this morning, thank God. There was another side of the angelic even that was going on before all of this took place. His name is above every name. His name is like no other. I like what the writer said, Charles Wyckoff. He wrote a song entitled, What a Lovely Name. The lyrics go something like this. There's a name above all others, wonderful to hear, bringing hope and cheer. It's the lovely name of Jesus. Evermore the same, what a lovely name. Then the chorus goes like this. What a lovely name. The name of Jesus, reaching higher far than the brightest star, sweeter than the songs they sing in heaven. Think about that. Let the world proclaim, oh, what a lovely name. Now listen, the name of Jesus is familiar to us, but it was also familiar to them back in that day. In fact, there was no doubt people who were born in the time of Christ that was born with the name Jesus. However, there was none like him, amen. He is a one and only friend. And his name means this. Now get this. There was great men of influence of Israel who also carried the name of Jesus. You say, you got one? Yes, I do. Amen. Joshua's one. Yeshua is his name. And this means this. Jehovah is salvation. That's what the name of Jesus means. No doubt, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago, there was a time, friend, when things were much like that they are today. You say, I don't agree with that. I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe for one second, listen, I don't believe for one second that this world has changed very much when it comes to that of sinfulness. When it comes to that of sinfulness, we are waxing worse and worse, no doubt, but there was sin in that day too. Now, I want to say to you this morning, the first thing I want you to see is this. Before we look at this angel too much, I want you to get a hold of the fact that I want to paint for you the picture, the setting, if you will, to which the angel comes. No doubt he doesn't come from Texas, and he doesn't come, listen, from Alabama. No, this angel comes from glory. But notice what it says in the text. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee. And it specifically, it says this, named Nazareth. Now Galilee, not Judea. Nazareth, not Jerusalem. The home of where Mary dwelt. Not the temple. Judea was the center of the land that God had chosen to be the headquarters of operations. Jerusalem was, as our master called it, subsequently the city of the great king. The temple was the center of the city, the very dwelling place. And God, as to his manifestation, as to his communion with his people. Now, what I'm trying to get you to see here this morning was the fact that he could have went to all of those places, yet the Lord chose to be out of Nazareth. He could have, of all the places that the Lord could have been, he could have been brought out of Jerusalem. He could have been brought out of all of these other places. But yet God chose Nazareth to find a lady to use for the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com. or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.